As heavy equipment finishes work on the parking lot of Harrigan Centennial Hall, architect Garrett Burtner stands on the sidewalk outside the building's main entrance.
Essentially, the new entry would be when you come across the new parking lot plaza. Instead of going straight in, you would make about a 15-degree turn to your left, and you'd be headed into the main entry.
Burtner works for the Anchorage firm McCool Carlson Green. He and firm partner John Weir have drawn up the new plans. Burtner says the firm has a lot of history with this building.
Our senior partner at McCool Carlson Green, John McCool, was the original architect of Centennial Hall. It just so happens.
No kidding.
So he was a young architect starting out in the 60s, and he was working in Seattle at a firm down there, and he got the commission to do, or was, you know, assisting at least, but he did all the drafting and did the trips up here, saw it be built.
That was back in 1967. New plans for Centennial Hall preserve many of the building's most popular features, including the giant windows behind the stage in the auditorium, the footprint of the auditorium itself, and the high windows over the building's main hallway. But the plans also modernize the space. The main entrance, for example, moves from right in front of the auditorium to the left at an angle, and it leads into a lobby that goes clear through to Crescent Harbor on the other side.
So the idea is that you really have this line of sight through the new building to the harbor, and vice versa if you're on the harbor side looking through to town. So if you arrive and come up from the docks or off the lightering dock, you not only can tell where you're supposed to go in the building, but you can see right through and see that there's town right there.
So if you'll allow for a little imagination, let's walk into that lobby. Through the doors and just to your left now is the new entrance to the Sitka Historical Museum. Historical Society member Ernestine Massey says that's a big change.
What I like is the access from the lobby. I think that's a huge improvement. We were clear down at the other end of the building before, or we are now.
The museum also gets a lot more space, slightly more in this first phase, and a lot more if the plans proceed to the second phase.
We have materials stored all over the community, and so if the time comes that we can grow and we can become, you know, the real full museum that we want to be, then the space is there for us to do it when we get the funds.
We're still in the center of the lobby now, and right in front of you is the office for the building staff, and there to the right, a hallway leading to the rest of the building. Down that hallway, the auditorium, meeting rooms that can be partitioned off or linked together, a new kitchen, and expanded storage space for the building's equipment. And out on the other side of the lobby, Crescent Harbor and a pedestrian walkway.
Number one, the way it was before, it was really unsafe.
That's Fred Reeder. He works for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, which represents the various cruise companies that bring visitors to Sitka and other ports. He says having a driveway behind Centennial Hall, as is the case now, is less than ideal for visitors who arrive at the lightering docks nearby.
And we had buses going behind the building and people launching boats, and then we try to move 1,000 people through them. And my concern was, as we grow and try to grow the industry back to what we had before, was that we can still use Crescent Harbor and have a wonderful entry to the building and use it safely. And also, as we use the old Sitka dock, the McGraw dock, that we had a place to bring the buses so that this truly becomes the visitor center that it should be.
Reeder and Massey both sit on the Centennial Hall Building Design Committee. It's a group of representatives from the various community groups that use this building, and there are a lot of those, both permanent residents like the museum and seasonal groups like the New Archangel Dancers and the Sitka Summer Music Festival. But the building's reach goes way beyond that. It hosts weddings, funerals, conventions, city government meetings, rehearsals, performances, fundraisers, voting. It's hard to live in Sitka too long without setting foot inside Centennial Hall. City officials say they're really happy with the amount of collaboration that's gone into designing the plans for the new Centennial Hall, and that the community should be proud of the effort and the end result. But nothing is set in stone. And even the architects, standing back outside that imaginary lobby now, say that they hope to get a lot of commentary from the public. Architect John Weir says he will know that tonight's meeting is a success based on whether the public is engaged.
And if they're asking lots of questions, and if they're getting up and afterwards they're asking us tons of questions, then it's a total success. If they just leave, we're in trouble.
The architects, the members of the design committee, and officials with the city of Sitka say that they know that summer is a bad time to ask people to come to a meeting. But all the same, they're hoping that after months of committee input and architectural designs and more committee input and conversations around conference tables, that the next voice weighing in on this process is yours. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.